Good morning. Good morning, MGTOW men. Over the time, you know, into this sort of MGTOW men kind of stuff, is like you sort of come into ever increasing depths of awareness and awakenings, you know, and you start to put it on people for being fucking brain dead and slack, you know, like for fuck's sake, you know. I rang up a place that sells hardware, you know, building supplies, all that sort of stuff. And for those who don't know, Dow comes in metric and imperial sizes, which means, you know, half inch and millimetres. And so the metric size is 12 millimetres and the half inch size is 12.7 millimetres. So if I'm looking for something about that size, it'll do either way, you know. And so a chick answered, and I absolutely hate you from the word go kind of responses is when I ring up a place and a fucking woman answers and she says, oh, I wouldn't know anything about that. I'll have to go ask one of the boys. And, you know, that's not acceptable. You know, if you're working in a place, I expect you to know what you've got in stock, how much, how it works, you know, what it's worth, you know, and where it's located, you know. Because you're getting paid to sell. You're getting paid to run the business. You're getting paid to meet the customer's needs so that they buy the stuff so we can stay in fucking business. And for someone to ring up and be saying, hi, do you have any half-inch or 12-millimetre dowel? And they go, I don't know. I'll have to go ask one of the boys. Well, you know, if you don't know what you have in stock, you don't know what it's for, you don't know where it's located in the store, and you don't know the price off the top of your fucking head, you know, give or take a bit, you know. You said, it's worth about $10 a length, 2 metre length or something, you know. You said, I think last time I looked, it was about $10 a 2 metre length, you know. But if you, you know, and then you sort of follow it up with how many pieces were you after and would you, you know, I think we've got enough, I'll just go, would you like me to have a look for you, you know. Something like that. That's what it's called being a professional, you know, that's what it means to be, you know, an owner operator or a fucking customer, you know, or someone who's manning the office. Manning the phone line and can answer the fucking sales questions. You know? And I gave it some thought when I... you tend to sort of upgrade sort of incrementally over time and the questions get better. Or the commentary gets better. And I said to this woman at the time, I said, do you have any dowel? Any half-inch or 12-millimetre dowel? She goes, oh, I don't know. I'll have to go get the boys. And I said to her, well, if you don't know, you know, So your job is to answer the phone and liaise with the customers and you have to go and ask someone else about what you've got in stock. And she says, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I says, what? So, you know, how old are you and you don't know what dowel is? You know? And I was thinking about this before I go to bed type thing. I thought about it some more. That's what I said to her. But I thought, I thought about this by when I went to bed, when I was about to go to bed. I wish I'd have sort of shot a third question at her saying, well, if you don't know what you've got in stock and you don't know what it's for and you don't know about the right price, what it's worth, you know, basically you've got no idea about what's going on there, then what are you doing there, you know? You know, what's the point of you even being there? And, which is a fair comment. Well, I haven't got a fucking clue, so I'll have to go and ask someone else. Well, fuck, you should be having a fucking clue. You should be knowing what you got in stock. You should be knowing who makes it. You should be knowing what it's used for. You should be knowing what the approximate price is, you know, per unit or per packet or per length or something like that. You know what I mean? You should be knowing, because that's what you're fucking paid to do. You know? And so many of these fucking knuckle-headed women, fucking brain-dead women, have got no fucking idea about what's going on. And it's always someone else's job to answer the fucking questions, you know? Oh, I don't know. I'll get one of the boys for you. Why can't you? It's your fucking job. Why can't you do it? You know? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. You know, not another fucking woman. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I thought of, you know. You just sort of hammer them with three questions when they say, oh, I don't know, what do we... Oh, I don't know, I'll have to get one of the boys and saying, well, you know, put the responsibility back onto them for trying to fuck you around for because they're too fucking lazy to go around the shop and, you know, get a big piece of paper and mark up what everything they've got in stock, you know, how many units, what it's worth, what it's for, who makes it, you know. Well, that's what I do. That's what I do. I go around the entire fucking store. I know everything going on in the place, you know what I mean? And that, yeah, these cunts have fucking worked there, you know. Five months, 5 years, you know, 10 years, 20 years, and they don't have a fucking clue, you know. And I think one of the worst places I've ever come, one of the worst fucking retarded fucking bitches I've ever come across, she'd worked in this place that makes this one type of machine, you know. And she's got brochures in front of her in the office. And I said, well, what sort of compressors do you sell? Because there's screw, there's piston, reciprocating piston, there's diaphragm, you know. You know, there's staged compressor systems, all sorts of things going on. And they only make the one type. And that's all they've ever made. And I said, so what sort of compressors do you sell? She says, oh, I don't know. You know? I'll have to go get one of the boys. And it gets so angry over these fucking lame brain bitches. I wish I had have asked her at the time, well, why in the fuck don't you know? You're the fucking dumb cunt on the reception who sits on her ass all day playing with herself. You've worked there for fucking 24 years or some shit and you don't have any fucking idea what you make. You don't have any fucking idea at all What the fuck are you doing there? You know? Fuck. And that's just a pet hate. Letting women off the hook for not getting off their ass and showing any fucking initiative to be of service, you know? And also for the fucking men. What are you doing letting this shit go on, you know? So, you know, give them 2 weeks. Type up a fucking report, you know, with all the schematics and parts and how they fucking operate. Write me up a fucking report on what we make here that you've just been going in one ear and out the other for the last 25 fucking years and you know nothing about them at fucking all, you know. You know, are they three phase? Are they single phase? You know, how many fucking pistons? Is it a parallel twin or is it a single or is it a V-twin? You know, what size tanks to go under them? What pressures do they pump up to, you know? All this sort of shit. Do we sell the oils for them? Do we sell oil for the diving type stuff so that the oil doesn't kill you or it or its residues from getting hot don't go into the fucking breathable air, you know? What kind of accessories? Filtering dehumidifiers, you know, condensate traps, all the other sort of shit. What, you know, all this fucking stuff. All this fucking stuff. I know this shit back to front. You know, because I fucking read, because I study things, because I have these needs that need to be met. And the cunt in the fucking front office doesn't even know what sort of compressors they make or how they work. And the company's been making the one fucking type of compressor, the piston type of compressor for fucking donkey's years, you know? That's how irritating these stupid fucking bitches are. You know? Well, I don't know. I'll go ask one of the boys. You know? And then this fucking halfwit will tell these guys what her interpretation is of what I said. So then the fucking moron will come to the phone and he will ask me, oh, what's this about this, that and the other, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So he's not actually asking me what I want. He's asking me to clarify what this stupid fucking bitch has said to him as a result of her interpretation of what I've just said to fucking her, you know? I'm just so over these dumb fucking bitches, you know? Anyway, that's enough for now. Time for bed. Bye.